You are listening to episode number 182 of the Mighty Warriors 3 Marvel Podcast.
Reminding you that you're either the butcher or the cattle.
Now with 100% more taser.
You've been pulled away from The Walking Dead for a few seconds. You are listening, and welcome back to yet another exciting episode of the Mighty Warriors 3 Marvel Podcast. Joining me, as always, is copy editor and official unnamed title yet to be named later, Mr. Brian Powers. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, pals and gals?
What are you, Jimmy Carter all of a sudden?
Yeah, he's building houses in the, low-income areas.
Hey, I have my house because of that.
Hey, enough making fun of Jimmy Carter. I'm just saying.
Praise be to the All Lord Jimmy Carter. And that mysterious...
Ronald Reagan was better.
Yeah, you don't even believe that.
Trickle-down economics.
I kind of do.
Reaganomics.
He did send the air squad to bomb the hell out of Libya. Thumbs up to Ronald Reagan for that one.
R.I.P. Reagan. And that mysterious voice you all forgot because he's been gone for a little bit. But Taser has finally, yes, finally... returned back to the Mighty Warriors 3 Marvel Podcast. Taser, we love you back.
Yeah. Taser was just trying to help kids learn how to read.
But making them read porn.
No, he wasn't.
He's stealing all their money.
Wait, you actually did something nice?
Yeah.
And grew Taser also size that day.
Taser has also basically donated all of his comics to helping literacy efforts.
Aww.
So, yeah, there's that.
Yay. Support literacy, kids. Support your local library.
Hey, hey.
What?
There's John Boy.
Oh, Johnny Boy. I kind of, because he's from Oklahoma, and I can't have an Oklahoman right now in my presence right now. So he's going to be on the sidelines. He'll be back next week, hopefully.
Thumbs up to John for helping out the hate last show. Thumbs up to him. All right. Give him respect for that.
All right.
I mean, it's not as good as I am, but still, he tried. Oh. There you go.
Considering we are the Mighty Warriors 3 Marvel Podcast, we are a podcast dedicated to all things Marvel, video games, comic books, TV shows, and even porn once in a while. But that being said, of course, this past weekend was the crazy fest that is known as New York Comic Con. So, obviously, Marvel, for some god-awful reason, decided to announce literally everything at the show. So, Brian, we have a lot of news to get through, so...
I'm not even covering everything here, but these are the highlights, people. So, here we go.
Highlight show! Yay!
The highlight reel with Chris Jericho. No, I'm just kidding.
Now he's going to sue us for copyright infringement.
Yeah, it's okay. He's not with WWE anymore. It's fine. So, working backwards, Secret Wars is a thing again, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Oh,
written
back
by
in time.
Jonathan.
Back in time. Time warp.
Written by Jonathan Hickman and illustrated by Issad Ribic. It will be a year-long event starting in May of 2015.
What?
It will be a year-long event starting in May of 2015.
Where's my gun? I can't.
The storyline will commence at the conclusion of Time Runs Out, happening over in New Avengers and Avengers as we speak. Hickman went on to say that he wanted to revisit the story, the famed event, in a quote-unquote different way.
I can't think of anything else to do, so let me rehash this old storyline.
Oh, hang on. We're getting to the rehash. Hang on there, buddy. No More Mutants is an event happening that's going to come and happen after the current Axis storyline.
Two events?
It will not be an X-Men event, however. It will be an Avengers event.
How the hell
what
does that
means
work?
Is still shrouded in mystery. Ooh.
We have to have access to play out first, so I guess
yeah.
That's a thing.
It is a thing. The Black Vortex is a new Marvel Cosmic event happening.
I thought you were going to say that's a new Marvel superhero coming out. By the way, Black Vortex sounds like a cool superhero name, by the way. Just saying.
If it takes place in the Black Galaxy, I'll be all for it, let me tell you.
Ho-ho!
The event will unite the titles Legendary Star-Lord, Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain Marvel, Nova, All New X-Men, and Cyclops. And it all starts with an Alpha issue issued in February of 2015. Operation Sin launches in January of 2015 by Catherine Immerman and artist Rich Ellis, and it will star Peggy Carter, Howard Stark, and Woodrow McCord, the man who preceded Nick Fury as the Man on the Wall, on a mission to Moscow. And it will reportedly carry over some attributes of the MCU version of Peggy Carter into the 616 version of Peggy Carter.
Which is not a surprise.
No, not at all. Anybody who saw the Peggy Carter was going to be in it, saw it coming. There's going to be a new Ant-Man ongoing series to start in 2015 of January by Nick Spencer and Ramon Rosanas, and it will star Scott Lang as the titular hero.
Because the other one is Giant Man, the other one's dead.
Yeah. I miss Eric O'Grady. He was the realest Ant-Man.
No,
okay?
That's Hank Pym.
No, Eric O'Grady was the real stand.
Oh, get out of here, new boy.
Guardians of the Galaxy screenwriter Nicole Perman will helm a Gamora ongoing series spinning out of the Guardians of the Galaxy. She is the third member of the team to get her own ongoing after the fame of the movie.
So all we need is a Drax Destroyer ongoing, right? That's all we need, and they all have their own
and
books?
And a Groot.
Okay, well, yeah. So two more books. It's going to happen. Fuck it. It's going to happen.
And finally, as far as comics go, Wolverines by Charles Soule and Ray Fox.
Soul. It's Soul. I've told you this
whatever.
So many times. It's Soul.
But it has an E at the end. It doesn't.
The E is silent.
You know you got Soul.
If it's silent, then why is it on the thing? Never mind. Written by Charles Soule and Ray Fox, it will feature Mystique, Dawkins, Sabretooth, Lady Deathstrike, and X-23,
Wait,
among others.
Dawkins?
Yeah.
He's dead.
And they featured him as his horseman.
Oh, okay.
Type thing, so.
Okay, I was like, he's dead. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's horseman docking, so.
Why would he care? Shouldn't he be serving Apocalypse?
They will, quote, uncover secrets behind Wolverine's death, and they will also be a healthy dose of good old fighting. Presumably this will involve some measure of who will be the new Wolverine, as Sabretooth was billed to be the next Wolverine, as well as X-23.
Are they really doing that? Oh,
hold on.
Yeah.
Why Mystique? What does she have to do with the Wolverine?
Sexual connection with Wolverine, probably.
Pretty much.
Really? Did they bone?
Yeah.
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 That's what? Where, that's yeah. Ray's. Where,
who hasn't slept with Mystique?
That's a pretty fair statement, actually.
I mean, now that we know Charlie X has slept with her, it's like, I'm
Storm.
Pretty you know what? One drunken night is all it takes. That's
I don't think Cyclops ever slept with her. But I don't see why he didn't.
You know what? You say Cyclops hasn't slept with her? One retcon does that away. So let's make it happen, Marvel. Make Scott the infidel a lot earlier than Morrison did by having him cheat on with Mystique. Just do it.
Well, hey, she's a redhead, so he's kind of got a thing for her.
That's it. It's practically
right.
Fucking there.
In the sphere of television, Marvel's announced a new Guardians of the Galaxy animated series for which they released a small video clip promoting the forthcoming series.
I hate that animation style.
Rosario Dawson has been confirmed to play Claire Temple, a.k.a. the Night Nurse, in Netflix's Daredevil series, and we've also seen the first look of the Daredevil costume from the...
So disappointed in that. I was hoping...
We'll get to that in a second, Taser. We'll get to that. And
that pretty white girl is Karen Page.
Yeah, and there's also
Rosario Dawson is very attractive. Okay,
some new tablet game or something coming up. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention to that part. I don't own a tablet, so it's kind
of Marvel Contest of Champions.
There you go. There's your token.
If they had named it
game drop.
If they had named it that one Atlantis Attacks, I would have bought it.
Yeah. Now we left out a few details and missed a couple.
No,
things.
No, 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 not that. Acts of Vengeance. If they had named it Acts of Vengeance, I would have bought it.
Okay, actually, I would agree with you on that. That would have been a pretty good title.
Are we all done? Are we all set with the
Contest of Champions? Just seems so bland to me as a name.
God, shut up. And that's the news.
Okay, let's tackle these all one by one. Anybody want to take bets that say Batista? I mean, Drax and Groot will get their own ongoings by the end of next year. Or at least one of them will get a mini, one of them get an ongoing. The other three have them. It's kind of unfair that the others don't.
I don't see Groot getting his own. I don't see it.
It'd be funny.
Be funny, but you know what? The inability to communicate, to understand what he's saying with everything being I am Groot. Mm-hmm. Groot's kind of a supporting
character over in Rocket Raccoon series right now. So he's
he's a supporting character, you know, because somebody, he understands Groot, you know. So unless you have somebody there to actually translate for him, or unless you change that, then Groot as he is just won't work as the main character in the story, you know. It's just not going to work.
Yeah. So let's get this out of the way. How do we feel, and Brian, you didn't include this, but apparently they're also going to be using Civil War because this wasn't included.
Yeah, I didn't feel like including that just because there wasn't a whole lot behind it. Yeah, it's pretty much a teaser image of Iron Man and Captain America kind of pulling Iron Spider in two different directions with the headline of Civil War in 2015 in the summer. So
rehash. How do we, I never read, I have, okay, here comes the Marvel Blasphemy part on my end. I have never read Secret Wars to this day. So I don't, I know there's a cool Hulk moment in there. I know that. You know, and I know there's time travel involved in this new Secret Wars kind of thing. Right? Something?
Yes?
I'm not interested, okay? I'm not interested. I don't care. I really don't care. I'm not, no. No More Mutants, I'll have to wait and see because it's spinning out of access, so we'll see where it goes from there. What do you guys think about the rehashes?
It's a lot of rehash. I mean, you're taking probably one of the most popular Marvel events of all time and just kind of like, hey!
The first one.
Yeah.
It's
hey! We're doing it again, but with alternate universes. Because if you didn't see that gorgeous piece of Alex Ross artwork.
You know what I thought when I saw the Alex Ross cover and I saw what they were doing? I was like, oh, it's Crisis on Infinite Marvels. Oh, come on. It totally is.
Boo! Get off the stage! I don't know. I mean, the Secret Wars thing, I never actually read the original Secret Wars, so I'm kind of out of the loop on that one as far as what to expect. But I don't know. We'll see, because a lot of this stuff, the Secret Wars and the Civil War, I'm assuming, as well, to some extent, and the No More Mutants, this all comes after Axis, and it builds off of that, and the time runs out thing. So, really, there's a whole hell of a lot. We still don't know what the setup will be for a lot of this stuff. So,
yeah,
as far
Axis,
as that goes,
Axis has to finish first.
Yeah, once Axis is finished, I feel like we should revisit all this shit. But
okay.
The Black Vortex has me interested just because it finally reunites Cyclops with the X-Men. Because fuck it, he should have been in it the entire time.
Also, Kitty and Star-Lord one-on-one action.
Yeah, they get some FaceTime. Or should I say some...
Hollow time.
Not FaceTime.
Just say hollow time.
They're... Yeah, okay.
No, cyber sex.
It's better than phone sex, that's for sure.
Yeah.
At least you can see her.
Wolverines has me interested. Right, I want to see how they justify Sabretooth becoming Wolverine.
You really interested in Wolverines? No, for
the sheer just how are they going to pull this off?
Did they say how long this shit's going to be running?
No, Ben, they didn't.
Ugh. If it's a year, if it's a yearly weekly book, that's fucking dumb. I'm sorry. This should be 6 weeks and out.
Look, I'm not taking this seriously. Why are you?
Because Logan's going to die and, you know, fucking...
And you don't care enough to buy his miniseries.
I'm buying the hardcover, motherfucker, so I do double care.
Whatever.
He double cares.
Exactly. Oh.
I triple care.
A triple care you to stick your tongue to a frozen pole. Yeah. If you get that reference, you're the best person in the world. If you don't, go watch a movie. It's on TBS. No, every
go watch Christmas. TNT on Christmas Day.
No, it's CBS.
Okay, fair enough.
It's one of those Turner networks. Taser, you haven't said anything. What do you think about any of these news?
I will say this: the teaser image for Secret Wars, that was actually a pretty cool looking profile, a cool looking image. They had Miles Morales there. I thought that was interesting, and you had like 2-3 different, you know, Captain Americas, including Cap Falcon, couple of like 2 Thors and a couple of Iron Men and everything else like
Arnold,
that.
I thought I saw Arnold Stark in there somewhere.
Like I said, Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
Didn't know which Iron Man. But I agree with you. This does look like they're doing not so much Crisis on Infinite Marvels, but like Countdown Arena. That's kind of what this looked like to me.
Oh, I never read Countdown, so.
Okay. We'll talk about that offline. But anyway,
I've heard.
Countdown to what?
Countdown Arena.
Oh, the DC series that during Countdown kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was simultaneously interesting and awful at the same time.
Exactly, which is what this is going to end up being.
I hope not, because that took an awesome concept and just shit all over it.
Well, I mean, look, all they did was basically Contest of Champions. You know? So there's not a whole lot you can do with that. Story, when that's what you're setting it up for, you know, where it's just this character, that character, this character, and it's all riffs on that character.
Fight.
And they're going to fight. Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter.
Who's the Mortal Kombat announcer?
King of Fighters.
And then after Captain America lays a sick combo on Falcon Cap, Ultra Combo! And then he poses oddly for 5 minutes.
The No More Mutants, well, we talked about that, and you know what I think about that. I'm disappointed by that, but it's not too surprising because, you know, Marvel's owned by the Evil Mouse now, so yeah, this is a move that I see them making. Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm watching that show, so.
I am too.
Thumbs up. The show's excellent. The show's been doing better from what I heard.
Shit got awesome this year.
Yes, did.
You don't even know.
You know, they dropped the humor. People responded. I think that was the best thing that they could have done.
Okay. I can't judge. I still haven't barely seen anything beyond the pilot. So what do I know?
Because you suck. That's why.
if it's not on Netflix yet. It's weird that it's not on Netflix yet, but it's weird.
Wolverines, I don't care. I just don't. I'm not looking at the depth of Wolverine because he won't be gone for long. You know,
2017, he'll be back by 2017.
I can't get invested in the death of a character that I know, because he makes too much money, his death is temporary. It's designed that way. That's offensive. You know, that title only works for people who haven't been reading comics for, like, I'm going to say, like, the last 6 years. Because we've had a few characters, let's say the last 7 years, we've had a few characters die and come back since then.
Bucky, you know? Batman, oh, wait, that's DC, whatever.
No, Bucky's, Marvel. Johnny Storm,
yeah.
Captain America. Who else was Spider-Man, you know? So, no, it's just I can't get invested in the death of, because with a character like him, no, you know it's not going to last. Forget about it.
Especially
so,
when Hugh Jackman plays him on the big screen.
Exactly. You know, he'll be back in time for the next X-Men movie. Yeah. There you go. So, the Daredevil, I kind of like the suit. I don't know if I'm going to watch the show. It's not like I won't be able to get it because, you know, I do my thing. I like the look of the suit. It reminds me of that that Hulk meets Daredevil TV special from back way back in the day. You know, when they was doing Hulk special movies, you know, Hulk meets Thor, Hulk meets...
I can kind of see that.
Yeah, he actually had an all-black outfit. It was the guy who did Street Hawk, too, which is freaking hilarious.
When you think about it, Daredevil is a blind guy, okay? So what does color mean to a blind guy?
True.
That is true.
And that's why it works. But by that same token, you know, if he's blind, then it could have been a multicultural outfit and it still wouldn't have made a difference to him.
He could have been walking around the Dashiki or something and no one would have, he probably wouldn't even fucking notice.
No, better yet, he'd have been, you know, like the gay supporter. He'd have been rainbow colored.
Oh, Jesus.
I am rainbow Daredevil man.
But no, I think the black works, you know, works on screen. I would have liked to have had the red, but black works.
Daredevil mania is running wild on you.
Yeah. You know, the Guardians of the Galaxy TV show, the tune rather. I can't say anything because I haven't seen it. So I'm not going to hate on it. I will say I think I'm going to be disappointed, but I haven't seen it, so I can't speak.
It'll probably be like the movie, so.
Also, it's just going to be basically like Avengers Assembled and that god-awful. By the way, screw you, A-Train, for making me watch that last night. Curse you to hell. Yeah, well, no. Avengers Assembled. That's you know, after The Walking Dead, we was watching a bunch of stuff with a bunch of people, and he put that on. Curse you. Or was that game? Might have been game. Either which way, you guys suck for making me look at it.
Next, you got to make them watch Hulk by Ang Lee.
Well, that's what I got them for Christmas.
I know, but now you got to make them watch it now.
Yeah, right.
Revenge.
Spider-Gwen, you know what the sad part is? This is like 20 years too late.
If this yeah, but a lot of people responded to her, though, when that book came out.
So. I'm not surprised because she's good girl. And she's not playful, sexy, teasy girl like Mary Jane, but she's good girl.
She's the girl next door.
Yeah, exactly. And because she survived as long as she has in the Ultimate Universe... You know, it's not like nobody knows about it, at least comic-wise. So.
You know this isn't that Gwen, right?
Right, right. Well, I don't know how she riffs off, but...
Well, this is a completely different universe from separate from anything we've seen.
I know, I understand that too, but I don't know how this Gwen riffs off.
Oh,
you know, she could be a bitch, she could still be the same
Spider-Gwen? Type of character.
Yeah, Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen's awesome. She's the drummer in an all-girl band, okay? She's fucking dope.
Well, but that doesn't say anything. Is she, like, intelligent like him or, you know, she's still a girl?
Ryan, you read the issue.
What?
You read the issue.
Yeah, I did. I'm trying to figure out, because they glance over a lot of character development in that first, because they don't really start with her getting the powers. They start with her in the midst of having her powers.
Well, how did she seem to you?
She seemed like... She was kind of conflicted on personal love. So she's got the whole angst thing going on for her, at the very least.
Okay, but she's a teen, right? So that's kind of to be the expected.
Well, she's high school going on college. They make that point abundantly clear because her father wants her to pick a school and go for some hoity-toity major, but she wants to keep with her band and do music and things like that.
Right.
Plus, at the same time, her father's leading a manhunt for Spider-Girl or Spider-Woman, whatever they call her, and she, that person.
Teen. What? She's teen.
She's young she's adult, a teen hero. I would say.
She's a teen hero.
She's young adult.
What I'm saying is she a bitch?
No, she's not. She's awesome.
Okay, so then yeah. And she's, you know, she's not Peter intelligent, is she?
No. In fact, I think she can barely know how to work a police radio, and her dad's a police captain.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just kidding. But she does have a tap on the police radio.
I like
radio,
her costume design. I'll say that much. I really
like
her
agree
costume.
With that. That's actually
her costume is dope as hell.
Although, I got to say this, I like Silks as well.
Silks is
Silks
cool,
outfit.
Too.
It's really, really good.
The point is, I'll be reading both of those books. Because the female Spider-Man and Spider-Woman, when that comes out, in a couple weeks.
Well, I can't promise.
Give me more ladies to read about.
First issue both, so I'll say that. Right. Let's see what else. I think that's about. Oh, and the Marvel Contest of Champions game.
Yeah.
I actually had a chance to see it at play because even though it's supposed to come out on iTunes here in December, I know somebody that, you know, found out that it's available in Denmark. So they created another iTunes account, got it over there, moved it to their machine, and then gave it to a bunch of people. It moves pretty fluid, but the problem is I don't like tablet gaming, you know, and all they're doing is tap, 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 tap. There's no, I couldn't tell how to do a combo, and they're tapping in the same effing place. You know, it looks awesome. It really does, but everything is just tap, 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 tap. So I have no desire to touch that whatsoever. However, I will say that it did look good, and there's supposed to be a lot of characters. Like, you're supposed to get Iron Man, Hulk, Wolverine, Deadpool, Gamora, Drax, Vision, Scarlet Witch, Storm, Spider-Man, you know, other members of the Guardians of the Galaxy and the Avengers, of course. 50 characters, you know, 50 characters in all. So there's a lot that they can play with, and I think the max level was like 50, but
they'll probably raise that.
That's liable to change. Huh?
I said they'll probably raise that eventually.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, if this thing has legs, and I can kind of imagine that it might have legs for a while, they might even, they probably boost it, you know, make it double that and add like another 50. Because Marvel, if anything, has enough characters that you can stick in a fighting game and then just let it fly. And people will just be right there. Except they'll
fight
be,
as the living tribunal.
That's a fight that you can't win, and if you do, somebody needs to get shot. Although I would give them a Celestial would be an awesome fight.
Yeah.
Let me try. No, but a Celestial, you have just an infinitesimally small sliver of a chance.
I wonder if they'll like give you the choice for like costumes. Like, I know you probably like you get to play as different costumes of the same character.
Yeah, they probably do. Like, and drunk. I think Thanos too. I think you can.
Of course you can play
Thanos in this.
Of course
and,
you can play Thanos. Can I play as Apocalypse?
I feel like that'd be kind of a game hack, like God mode.
But if he
played as Apocalypse, Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet would be a game hack.
Yeah.
That's what the, you know, in the Marvel Universe, it's not called Game Genie, it's called Infinity Gauntlet. It's a picture of Thanos. Hacks your games. Then he actually comes out of your game console and freaks you out.
Oh my goodness.
Well, yeah, that'd probably, you know, be enough to like end your life.
Yeah. At least you got to see the God of Death in front of you before you died. That's not what he is, but whatever.
Well, if you saw Death, Thanos would punch you because, hey, that's his girl. Can't touch his girl.
Leave my woman alone.
How come he hasn't going after Deadpool?
They should make that series.
Do a mini series, Deadpool versus Thanos. I would read that. Surprised they actually haven't done that, considering, you know, maybe they will when Marvel, whenever something happens. So, we're glancing over the fact that Ant-Man's getting a new book. I like
Nobody
Ant-Man.
Cares.
I like Ant-Man. I'd read
Nobody
Ant-Man.
Cares.
I like Scott Lang, but I don't really want to see the adventures of Tiny Guy.
You're not listening, Taser. Nobody cares. Go on. Say you care,
Ben. Scott Lang was a cool part of Geoff Johns' Avengers run. There, I said it. Him and Jack of Hearts, even though Jack of Hearts
didn't
really. Kind of,
although I like Jack of Hearts. Jack of Hearts was a cool character.
He was a bit of a dick.
Let me just say that no matter if you think Scott Lang is good or bad, nobody's going to read this series.
I'll read it. I will champion it. I'm going to make it the book of the week 3 times in a row.
Fine. Nobody important will read it.
Oh, I see how it is.
I'll say this. If it had been Hank Pym, I'd read that in a second.
Well, he's Giant Man right now, so.
Like I said, if it had been Hank Pym, I'd be back. Because he had a mini, and that mini was not bad. They gave him a good costume and everything, and then they just went, nope, we're going to take and go back in time and give him his old shit again. Like,
Actually, I would rather Hank Pym just be Yellow Jacket again. I like that costume much more.
Actually, yeah, so do I. Yellow Jacket was a pretty boss costume.
All right. So, am I missing anything? I don't like the animation style, at least not moving-wise, but just stills of the Guardians of the Galaxy anime
cartoon. I mean, when you sell your soul to the House of Mouse, you could bargain for some of their animators. Just saying.
Yeah, maybe it's a design choice. I don't know, but it's just like, doesn't look right to me.
Oh yeah, I also heard that Guardians of the Galaxy is supposed to show up on Hulk Agents of Smash at some point.
They're gonna be everywhere. Watch, they're gonna be everywhere. They're gonna be like, instead of now that you know Fox is, like that Marvel doesn't want anything to do with X-Men anymore, all you're gonna see on the toy shelves are X-Men, are Guardians of the Galaxy toys and Avengers toys, and then Avengers merchandise and Guardians of the Galaxy merchandise,
and then Inhumans because Marvel.
Well, you know. Confirm or not confirm that freaking that one chick Sky is supposed to be an Inhuman? I've heard that shit floating around somewhere.
That's one of the more popular rumors.
Okay, because if it is, I'll definitely watch the show. She's very pretty.
She's insanely pretty, like really cute looking.
She's
but not
cute,
like...
not insanely cute or pretty, but she's cute.
Well,
and like bangable.
I thought she was prettier in the first season anyway, so I guess that's the first one.
Well, yeah, she's all serious and mangry now. Girl,
is she?
I'm on serious
mode.
I
don't know. Don't tell me why.
Well, no, but it's just...
Issues, girl.
No, she's just she's trying to be a more effective member of S.H.I.E.L.D., and she can't do that being
but
happy.
She's not a hacker
but
anymore.
S.H.I.E.L.D., but S.H.I.E.L.D.'s not a thing anymore, right? I thought S.H.I.E.L.D. was disbanded.
It is. No, they're rebuilding S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay.
They're rebuilding.
Okay, that makes sense. Has Fury shown up yet?
Not yet.
No, not yet this season.
He's bound to.
Although, you know what, though? Absorbing Man was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, they did Crush Creel real good.
Yeah, it's not as hot as I would have done it, but I did like how it played out. I thought it was very well done.
They handled this character pretty damn well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad they left it open for him to come back at some point, because I thought he was removed from the series.
So, I'm still waiting for Graviton to come back because, damn it, the hell that would
well,
be.
Well, they already brought back, what's his face? Ice Guy. So they should, Blizzard.
Brought back and lost him again.
All right, well, that's enough New York Comic Con new nonsense. Let us know what you thought of the busyness of New York Comic Con and what was your favorite announcement? What was your least favorite announcement? What are you looking forward to now? Are you going to support female led books starring Spider Gwen and.
I am.
Silk. I will. Oh, Silk. I like that name. I really like that name.
Like what game?
Name Silk. Such a simple yet effective, and it says everything you need to know about the character.
Silk gets strong.
Such a racist. Anyways, let's move on. Well, she's also Arabian American, so technically racism as well.
Okay.
Let's just anything to make Brian look bad is my goal in life.
Silk's a shitty character anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You still have yet to explain to me why she's a shitty character.
Fine, I'll go find it, and then I'll tell you.
All
Give me a
shitty character is shitty.
So let's move on while Brian
certainly.
While Brian looks for that sieve, let's start it up because we have another Marvel event to talk about. Really? Say it with me, kiddies. Yay.
Snore.
Shut up,
Taser. This time it is Access. Well, okay, I refuse to call it by its full title, so I'm just going to call it by the title it was intended to be, Access Number 1. This is spinning out of last week's Uncanny Avengers.
Oh, come on. You don't want to call it a super catchy title, Avengers and X-Men Book 1, The Red Supremacy of Access?
No, because of the first version they changed it.
Well.
Okay, so... So, basically, if you have the... issue opens up with the Avengers attacking some ecological threat. At first I thought it was the Fluoride Man. I was like, what the fuck is he doing here? But it's not. They're attacking Plant Man, an equally less dumb name. But sooner or later, every single one of the Avengers starts getting the case of the Mangries, and they start going after each other. And apparently Hulk is still pissed that Tony sort of, hey, I kind of did that to you. Did they ever resolve that, by the way?
Yeah.
Tony
apologized after he realized that upon further remembrance, what he had done was actually fix Bruce's original design, because Bruce's original design would have been humongously catastrophic, and that's according to Tony. All right. What he did was he brought down the yield and made it so that it was effective to only, like, that area that the bomb went off.
Otherwise,
like, 600 times the affected area. You know? Yeah, exactly. You know, let's hear for retcons. Yay.
Yay.
All right, so basically the Avengers have become under a telepathic attack as deemed by Tony Stark. Luckily, apparently he has telepathic shielding in his armor, which that doesn't surprise me. He's basically Batman now. In terms of how Marvel writes him. I did find it funny that Tony got a little tired of the hero nonsense, despite that that's what Marvel's going to continue to do anyways. So it turns out they are being psychically controlled, tuned into a horrifying panel of Havoc waking up to not only seeing his dead mentor zombified and decapitated and his half of his head missing, but also his daughter with the head of the Red Skull. And it turns out he's lying in on the area of concentration camps. But in case you missed it, Magneto kind of killed Xavier. Not Xavier.
About time.
Red Skull, you know.
Still so, about time.
So, but in doing that, unbeknownst to Magneto, that the psychic power thingy released the onslaught, the Red Onslaught.
Released the beast!
And all of a sudden, Red Skull is a giant monster with Cthulhu tentacles, and basically his telepathic abilities due to Charles Xavier, him absorbing Charles Xavier's brain, or eating it. I don't even remember how he actually took it in. He probably absorbed it.
No, they installed it in his head.
Okay. Has basically now started feeding hate to the world to kill all mutants and to basically for them to people. That's basically the word of the summary for this is hate. And that the Scarlet Witch, as hinted in the opening arc of Uncanny Avengers, is the key to victory. But of course, the Avengers won't go down fighting. Somehow Quentin Quire and Cyclops got captured. I don't even remember that happening.
That was never shown. So.
And Genesis, you know, which is like, well, Genesis I get, Cyclops I get, Quentin Quire? Okay.
Well, he's a pretty damn powerful telepath set to become the Phoenix in a few years, so there is that.
That's whatever. So, and then it turns into finally a one-on-one little bit of a contest between the brothers, Havoc and Cyclops. Havoc, I think, you know, granted the hate is spewing him on, but really just letting into your brother. Like, sometimes, you know, your brother just does something really fucking stupid, and you just want to fucking lay into them sometimes. Like, get it through your thick fucking
skull. Yep, believe me, I know that feeling.
So, in the meantime, freaking Genesis had to get freaking stabbed. It's like,
yay!
It's like, come on! Like, really? You have to hit me with that? So, of course, this leads the Avengers, you know, to try to figure out where they're at. More action sequence, some good character moments between Scarlet Witch and Wanda. Interesting to see that Cap Falcon is like the fish is like leading the team and not like Tony or Thor. Although notice how Thor can't fly by himself, so he has to hold onto the Vision's hand to fly. So that's the thing now.
Are you sure about that? Because some of those panels look like Thor was flying by himself.
No, look at the double page spread, and then it's like towards the end of the book, right when the Avengers arrive on Genosha. And Thor is clearly holding Vision's hand. So I'm assuming he needs Vision to fly. That's what I assume. So, of course, the X-Men are not, because it's called Avengers and X-Men, Axis number one, the X-Men are not far along. And they're joined by even more Avengers and X-Men. So if you love all these characters, they're all in here. And then the biggest reveal of what the fuck happened off panel in that, it turns out that due to the Red Skull's sheer power, he has been secretly influencing Tony Stark to partner with his alter ego Schmidt. He's probably not even using Schmidt because then Tony would definitely know who he is. Secretly partnering with the person who is clearly the Red Skull but was hiding it and influencing him to build two giant Stark Sentinels,
made out of
Adamantium.
Adamantium.
Where the fuck did he get it?
Yeah,
I don't even know. Like, is there a pool of that shit lying everywhere? Probably in Canada somewhere.
Canada.
So yeah, the issue ends with basically Tony being like, even Red Skull. And this is why, like, I make the Batman connection. Like, Tony says, Red Skull kind of peers in his mind, like, you know, you can take them all down, like, you know you can. I'm like, oh, so basically you're writing him as Batman now. Okay. Minus the grrr, grrr, grrr. And the annoying voice. So, yeah, as I enjoyed it for the most part, you know. I didn't hate it. I thought the Q-Bert art was great as usual. I did find a lot of things. I'm like, well, that happened off-panel. That happened off-panel. You know, considering I've been reading a book that was leading up to this, I was kind of taking a little back to that, you know, the Tony thing and then Genesis being seemingly killed off-panel. So, or not off-panel, but seemingly killed.
Well, he looked like he was just seriously hurt because
he's going to die. Or he'll turn into Apocalypse, one or the other.
Okay.
He probably turns into Apocalypse and fights Onslaught at some point, I bet. I'd actually like to see that. So I give it a 3 out of 5. It was a good start. You know, definitely different. Taser, was it a snore as you inclined or what?
No, it wasn't a snore. I found it interesting too. I did laugh at a lot more of it though. You know, the automatic telepathic shielding thing and, Havoc. I didn't know about because I'm not reading Uncanny Avengers. I didn't know that
him and Janet.
Yeah, I didn't know about that, and you know the whole our kid was erased from existence by Kang thing. You know, I didn't know him and Janet had been a thing. You know,
they were a thing in a separate universe, but they remember.
Oh, exactly. You know, would. Again, and I'm looking at, like, everybody starting to fight each other, and did Mjolnborn, or whatever the hell that thing is called, does that...
Bjarnbjorn.
That's not Bjarnbjorn.
It's not?
I'm pretty sure it's just a different axe.
Okay, then that thing has returned to my hand capabilities because it does that.
He could probably enchant different axes.
I don't think Thor's enchanted.
Okay,
anything.
He could have somebody else enchant it for him.
There you go, Cupcake.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, but as far as I know, he didn't.
That does not look like Bjarnbjorn.
Whatever. I'll let it go. Right, because I forgot it has a long handle. But still in all, that thing came right back to him in a curve. And I don't mean back to him from straight. It came from behind into his hand. So I just, okay. Freaking giant-ass Red Skull looking like a pseudo-Cthulhu demon thing. You know what? I'm willing to accept that, you know, the death of somebody unleashes a whole bunch of animosity and hatred and blah, blah, blah. I've seen The Grudge. But, you know,
I lived the grudge.
Exactly. I don't know. This just looks like they turned the Red Skull into Shadow Man. You know what I mean? And it's just kind of like, now there's two of them. And then you have this big guy, and he's causing all these problems and whatever. So you mean to tell me that he couldn't take over any other superhumans? No, he focused his attentions on Wanda, Rogue, and Havoc. And then, you know, and there were the others, you know, fighting, and, you know, Stark managed to free them up. But explain to me how you had all those other groups come in and, you know, to play pile on the Red Skull, the Red Giant, whatever the hell he's calling himself, and they weren't affected. They just kind of showed up like, yeah, it's time to kick some ass. Woo! And I'm like, well, Luke Cage doesn't have any type of mental defenses that I know of. Hmm? Anybody? Anybody? Mm-hmm. You know,
maybe they prepped before. Maybe they talked to Batman
right
before leaving.
And Medusa just kind of showed up like,
That was
yeah,
weird.
I was always sick, guys.
That was weird to see Medusa up there. I'm like,
you know.
What are you doing
Doctor
here?
Doctor Strange, I can understand. I can understand Doctor Strange.
Dimension's in trouble.
Nova, all right. Nova makes sense. Miss Fantastic.
That was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And then there was the whole buddy-buddy thing, you know, when they get free of... Havoc gets freed of the... of the hate being spewed forth, and they're kicking the crap out of Ahab. Forgot to mention Ahab, you know? And Ahab stabs, manages to spear, what's his name, and,
Genesis.
You know, yeah, what's his name, and, you know, oh no, Scott takes the spear in the arm to save his younger brother, and then they're all like, brother, I'm sorry. No, brother, I'm sorry. I'll kiss my ass. I mean, really? You know? And then there's that whole X-Men family blah, blah, blah spiel. Yeah, whatever. Suck it. I don't know. I guess this might have had a little bit more impact to me if I'd read Uncanny Avengers, you know? But as it stands...
Yeah, I feel like that would be something that you would need to do almost. Not necessarily... Yeah,
I think it does a good enough job of setting this. I think in terms of like connecting to what's happening, sure, but the intro tells you pretty much what the fuck's been happening.
Yeah, well, you can start from ground fuck with this, true enough, because it does give you a primer, but I don't know. I guess I wasn't – I didn't feel – ooh, you know, I didn't feel it. You know, this kind of did, okay, yeah, we did this, 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 and then, okay, and to be continued because, oh, no, big, giant, tough, metal, strong, you know, mutant-killing bots, which was supposed to be the, oh, shit!
Super
fuck us, you know.
Well, it's because it's Tony who built them.
Yeah, but even that,
randomly,
big deal, somewhere. Tony.
Wherever.
Ooh, Tony built two Sentinels made of adamantium. Ooh, hey, look, Kitty, phase through, takes them both out. You know, and it won't happen like that because...
I bet you they're face-proof.
Oh, probably not, and it just won't happen because...
Is Kitty even there?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see her.
And I think that's Hope, too, you know?
Let me see. I don't... I clearly did not read this issue. No, that's Jean Grey at the bottom right.
Okay, I thought that was Hope. I'm sorry.
No, that's Jean. There's a lot of redheads.
Come on, give me some credit here. It's a redhead from
Marvel. You were close.
Mutants and redheads are awful because you redheads never know who the fuck is who.
Actually, that panel has two redheads, but you could tell who one is, and the other one, I thought it was Hope. But, yeah, so I guess I'm not moved by this one. It's not bad. You know, I can't say it was an awful one. And that I didn't know anything. Thank you for giving me, you know, a bit of clarity on this last part because he's there talking to Tony and, you know, with the whole building of the Sentinels. And I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? What's going on here? When did this happen and how did he have an alter ego? I didn't even realize it was him talking about him manipulating him. I'm like, well, when did this happen? So, you know, this is complete news to me. And again, it fills in some gaps and okay, yeah, that I can see how that works. That makes sense, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, yet and still, I would say I'd probably give this a 3. You know, it's not a big bang for me. It's not a drop. But it's middle of the road, and if you want to see mutants and Avengers work together, yay, pick this one up. But if you don't really give a flying fuck, and the Red Skull doesn't really motivate you as a villain, you can pass this.
He's evil, Brian. Go ahead.
Evil.
I really enjoyed the book. I thought it was an interesting start to what's to come. You know, I was kind of thrown by, the ending kind of surprised me about the whole, you know, Stark Sentinels and that stuff. Because Lord knows Tony's fucked up before, but Tony fucked up big this time. Just really, really big.
To be fair,
but you can't blame this one on him, though.
Because he was kind of psychically influenced.
Yeah, I understand
it's not,
that.
It's not like he did it maliciously.
But he still designed them.
And he, apparently he didn't even remember it. So, you know,
yeah,
again.
Yeah, well, that was all because of Stark's assembled, so there's that. But.
No, that was because the Red Skull didn't make him do it. That's how I read it.
This would have happened after Stark Disassembled, wouldn't it?
Because no, I'm pretty sure this. Because he calls
I'm pretty
him out
sure
on
he said Sybil. He designed him like when did he design it? Hang on, let me find the page.
It says here
those amazing Civil War files you gather on all your company's vulnerabilities, every power, every weakness, all laid bare before me. The whole thing with World's Most Wanted and then Stark Disassembled. That was him wiping his memory pretty much.
Right, but it says here afterward, you erased your mind. But interesting, some part of you chose to keep the information hidden deep down.
So it's still there.
It's after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow bullshit. Yeah, well, this is retcon because I need that to do this.
It's in the subconscious that, like, well, it's in there.
Really?
Yeah.
See, come on now. See, that's the part that kind of threw me on this one. Like, really? You know?
Well, just powerful as telepath like that, sure, you can find anything.
But if you say that you erase something from a mind, that means there's no trace of it.
To his knowledge.
Look, to be fair, at the time of said mind erasing, Tony Stark was treating his mind kind of like a flash drive in a way. So if that information was pilfered in that way, I don't have a problem with them trying to explain it like it's a piece of technology. And maybe they found the file he thought he deleted, you know, like the iCloud incident just happened. Oh, I'll just pull these embarrassing Stark sentinel blueprints down.
I'll take this, and I'll take this.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, here are these nudes of Tony Stark as well. These will be great.
Oh, I'm sure he has nudes.
Hey, if it's him and Gamora trying to do the do before he taps out, I'll watch that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Anyway, so that happened, and that was fine, I suppose. I liked the little scene between Janet and Tony at the Avengers Tower. I thought that was kind of nice, where it was an honest question, like, why do you keep doing this if so much keeps being taken from you, you know? I feel like it's a valid question. Oh, and then
I'm gonna ask that of any superhero.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You could ask that of any superhero. I'm not saying you just ask that of Janet. I mean, Jesus, she only
knows. It's kind of messed up that she had a kid with him and never one with Hank. Just saying.
Yeah, I suppose. But then again,
man, I don't fucking know. Better libido.
Yeah, right.
Better libido.
Because he's a mutant.
Well, he's a mutant.
Right. Anywho. Evan getting stabbed was certainly raised my eyebrow a little bit, because...
Yay! Stabbing!
Fuck. And I think we raised this question at one point, where the fuck is Phantom X during all this? I would have liked to see Phantom X.
He's probably having a three with Psylocke and his...
Phoenix. Oh, Jesus, we're back to that again.
Look, I don't act butthurt about a lot of things, but that has me butthurt, legitimately. So, yeah. There, I said it.
Yeah, the Scarlet Witch pick.
No, as far as I'm concerned, the Psylocke should never show up in this.
No one cares about your headcanons. Moving on.
Because they're living happily in the French Alps all together, not away from
Nobody cares, Ben!
Psylocke retired as an X-Man. Did you hear?
Nobody cares.
It's called My Head Continuity.
Nobody cares. It's called Headcanon. It's an actual
headcanon.
It's a word for it.
Choice,
and I'll form the headcanon.
Anywho, like I said, I thought it was an interesting start to some bigger things to come, but
wait,
just,
so are we missing just one member to form Voltron? How many people do we need? Five?
Oh, no, we need A-Train too.
Okay.
Why do I even bother reviewing this book when all you guys do is cut
me
off?
Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
Because it's because it's Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
You can continue, Bri.
No, that was pretty much it. You guys pretty much said everything that could be said about this book.
You wanted to say?
I don't really have a lot more to add, just a little bit. Just a few. Seriously? You're still talking? No, fuck off. I'm done.
What happened?
He's done. No. Apparently he's done.
Okay. Cool.
So let us know what you think of Axis, if you think it's a good start. Actually, issue two comes out this week. So, yeah. That's going to be a fast-moving one. Issues.
Woo!
Everyone that would take 9 months, now they can all be done in three.
You know, I will say one thing about this, though.
What?
There were a couple of pages that this looked like... Who's the guy that drew Thor? And he did... I think it was the same artist that did Children's Crusade?
Jim Chung.
Yeah, he did the cover, but he...
Children's Crusade? He did that?
Yeah, he did
the interior.
There were a few pages that, like, the cover... And some of the interiors
he did the cover. I can tell you for that fact. He did the cover. That's him.
Okay. Because I was looking at this in like a few of the interiors here. I'm looking at it and I'm seeing that, you know, and it was weird, you know, but, you know, most of it, you could see it's Kubert art because, you know, Andy and Adam, you know, all, you know, a lot of them, they just, you know, did their father, but like a few of the big stuff, I'm just, well, that's just weird looking, you know, it looks like somebody else did it. So it just kind of threw me off there for a second, but I didn't know what's his name had done the cover, but okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think Jim Chung is actually supposed to do interiors for this at some point. One of the parts
that would have been something actually.
Well, he'll probably do 3 issues and then be out.
Fair enough.
Okay. So again, once again, let us know if you liked Access Number One. If you didn't like Access Number One, be sure to let us know in the comments. So Brian apparently has a solo review tonight.
I'm the only one because you fuckers got lazy on me.
Hey, look, it's not my fault. Marvel doesn't comp me for books. That's all I'm saying.
Anywho,
I am that important.
Yeah, I'm reviewing Rocket Raccoon number 4.
What are you reviewing?
I swear to God, I'm going to murder every fucking person on this podcast. Wally, I'm going to murder everyone.
This is all recorded for your safety and nature of all living beings. Freedom is the right of
yes,
all sentient beings.
Taser is back.
Hard to believe I ever missed you, but.
Got him. I got to fuck with the Bostonian. What can I say?
So.
How about some socks in the playoffs, right? Oh, wait, no, you're sitting at home watching the Orioles play.
Yeah, I can't say anything because the Yankees bombed out too, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut here. No more Jeter, yay!
No, this is it's Silent versus Kuhan pretty much over at the Ports after. So, yeah, I'm reviewing Rocket Raccoon number 4. This is not Space Birds or Bird Asteroid, whatever the fuck Iggy called the short-lived baseball podcast. This is not that. This is Rocket Raccoon number 4.
Birds in Space.
Birds whatever. In Written space? And illustrated by Scotty Young, colored by Jean-Francois Bolo, I believe that's how it's pronounced. It's the cap-off to the first complete story arc of the series. And the story kicks off where number 3 left off, which is Rocket takes an army of mercenaries he paid to confront his doppelganger, who has framed him for murders across the galaxy. And so the two basically confront each other, and what I love is that the guy in the who, you know, Rocket's doppelganger pretty much goes, Rocket asks, who are you? And he goes, I'm your brother. And Rocket's just like, my brother? I can't believe... And then he just bursts out laughing like, oh my god, I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself, but your face was priceless. And then he proceeds to bribe the mercenaries that Rocket paid to get the fuck out of there and just leave it to them, and so it does. And then the doppelganger blows Groot up with a grenade.
Oh no!
Yeah. So we get a bit. We get the classic supervillain monologue about, you know, oh, you know, you went through all this time thinking you actually found someone, your kindred spirit, a brotherhood, that sort of thing. Well, you're still alone in the universe. And you're like, am I all alone? Well, yeah, you're alone. Sorry. And he's not even that sorry. But the question here is, why did he do it? Who is he if he's not a raccoon? Taser, I hope you know who this guy is, because if you don't know who it is, I have no faith in Ben knowing who it is. So...
okay.
The perpetrator is the guy in the raccoon costume, which is Blackjack O'Hare.
Sounds like a Western name from the 1940s.
Blackjack O'Hare.
Yes. And I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't know it, but I thought being obscure Guardian shit, you might know it.
No. No.
Okay. Blackjack O'Hare is basically...
Bucky O'Hare?
Well, kind of. He's pretty much Rocket if Rocket was a rabbit.
That 80s cartoon shows? Did you just...
Exactly.
Oh, my God, Taylor.
Actually, think
Captain
about
Bucky
it.
Captain Bucky O'Hare.
Bucky O'Hare and Rocket Raccoon both mind that whole, I'm tough, I have guns, and I'm furry. They both mind the same thing. That, you know what? That's probably what they're going with Blackjack O'Hare.
Yeah, he's actually a creation from the 80s. He appeared in Rocket Raccoon's original ongoing series, or miniseries, as it were.
I never heard of him. Okay.
Yeah, so basically he's Rocket if Rocket was a rabbit. It's not a whole lot of description, but it's pretty much it is who it is. And we find out that the purpose for him basically fucking with Rocket this whole time is that back in the very first issue of Rocket Raccoon, Rocket saved a princess being held captive by this alien, you know, by this pirate crew, I suppose. Turns out that woman was a contract who Blackjack was hired to take out. And so because Rocket then not only saved her, but made out with her on Blackjack's contract, it pretty much ruined his career. So, this is pretty much just a very complex revenge scheme. And so, Blackjack and Rocket slug it out, and they pretty much pretty much just kill each other, go out in a huge blaze of glory. The army of ex-girlfriends whom Rocket has loved and left show up, guns blazing, and prepare to kill both of them. Well, not both of them, pretty much Rocket. But what ends up happening is Blackjack sees the princess he's supposed to kill is there leading the army, and he pretty much says out loud, it's her, it's my mark, the contract is different, I can kill her and still get paid. And he gets blasted aside and reminded to know when to inner monologue as opposed to when to just talk out loud. And what I love about this is that Rocket knows he's been kind of an asshole, because this whole thing is pretty much just to kill him because he's pissed off a bunch of girls. So, yeah. He takes a bunch of licks and he gets yelled at a lot. And then finally, she goes to punch him again. He goes, okay, I'd like the record to show that you hit me, like, a lot. So no hard feelings when I hit back. And he hits her with a wrench. Just hits her under the jaw and sends her flying.
Bing!
And the second
somebody
half
of the Little Mac.
It's Rocket beating back an army of ex-alien girlfriends with a wrench as they try to tear him limb from limb. And the fight goes on so long that eventually it's just... It's her, the lead ex-girlfriend, the princess or whatever, and Rocket. And their faces are all messed up. They're slurring their words. And when you see him punch, you see the sound effects like little poke and miss and, you know, just KO, all that good shit. And finally, Rocket's bloody, beaten, lying on the ground. And then Blackjack figures, hey, I win! And he fires a rocket, a literal rocket, at Rocket for good measure, like an RPG.
Symbolism.
Rocket bats it away with a wrench and sends it flying back at Blackjack and kills him. And then he finishes up with, I feel like there's a Lucky Rabbit's Foot joke here, but I'm too tired to find it. Breaking the fourth wall, which I think is just magnificent. And the Guardians show up too late to help him. But they pick him up, and they pretty much, he makes peace with the fact that these are his people, these are his friends, so to speak. And he goes to his room, and he breaks down crying because he's still all alone in the universe.
Really?
No, not really. Turns out there's another Rocket Raccoon out there at the end of the issue.
What do you mean there's more than one?
Yeah, turns out there's a... Looks to be a feminine raccoon with a
hat. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Name.
So there's a race of Rocket's people?
Nope. Just, as far as we know, just one other legit raccoon out there.
Why
in the
not
universe.
Go all the way and just create a race of the people?
Ooh, because that would be sensible? Look, it's an ongoing. I'm sure it'll be explained, you know, down the road.
That's if they get to it.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they?
Because they could kill the book before it gets gotten to. Saying.
But they won't.
Really?
I'm
How's
pretty
this
sure.
book selling?
Pretty good.
As far as I know, pretty decently. I mean.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
So I liked it. You know. It's kind of one of those things where you have, I mean, this is going to sound like a cop-out, but yeah, the ending was kind of weaker than I thought it'd be. Not to say it was a bad climax. It was certainly action-packed and funny in all the right places, but it felt a little bit light, I guess, in the sense of what the overall message was, which I'm not sure there was supposed to be a message, because it's a fucking raccoon carrying a gun in space, fighting an army of ex-girlfriends from all different planets, and a rabbit who's pretty much just him, but he's a rabbit. So, Yeah, I'm not sure what the deeper meaning was supposed to be there, but I will say that I liked the ending. I laughed in places where I was supposed to, and not inauthentically. I legitimately laughed in places. But that being said, this was not a bombastic, all-encompassing, you know, kick-ass conclusion to the story. This was kind of like, oh,
maybe the story's not over yet.
Yes, yeah, that's true. There's still more to be told, but this issue in and of itself, this ending,
did not do much for you.
Well, it did and it didn't. It's really hard to classify because, like I said, I liked it. I thought it was funny and I thought it was interesting, but it didn't really feel like... I really don't know what it is. There's something really just missing from it. It feels like it's missing a crucial piece to really hook me and get me talking about it and being like, quality? Oh, this ending was fucking awesome. What?
Quality, the fact that maybe it's actually funny animal book by the sound of it.
The writing is really funny. I mean, the illustrations are up there. What?
Exactly. It's a funny animal book. And that's exactly what it wasn't going to be.
There's violence, too. There's,
but you can have violence in a funny animal
book. Don't tell me what I'm thinking.
Okay. It's a funny animal book.
Now, we're going to get through this together. Okay.
Now, the illustrations I thought were brilliant. I like Scotty Young and his drawing. And dare I say, he tries to infuse a little bit of, I'm going to fucking butcher his name. Illustrator on Chew, Ben. What's his name?
Rob Guillory.
Thank you. He infused a little bit of that kind of stuff.
How would you pronounce it, Bri? I'm curious.
What?
How would you have pronounced his last name? Go.
I honestly can't have said.
Say it.
No.
I'm putting you on the spot, monkey. Say it.
Okay.
If I had to say, probably Guillory. I don't even fucking know.
Simpleton. Go ahead.
Oh, God. I have problems with words, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you do say amalgam as amalgam, so that's
okay.
About right there.
Look, I was young and foolish. And...
Oh, you mean how you are now?
Just because I can't.
And I'm a DJ.
Name that has way more letters than there should be.
MC Taser is not a bad name, I'm not going to lie.
Oh. Of course it isn't, because it's Taser. MC Bri-Bri? That doesn't roll off the tongue.
Hey.
He does kids' parties and bar mitzvahs.
You know what, though? My youngest nephew's having a party. I'm going to hire you, Bri-Bri.
You going to drop that dubstep? You going to drop that dubstep, right? You like dubstep, right? You're young.
Actually, they do like dubstep.
Oh, my God.
I bet you Rocket Raccoon likes dubstep. If he listens to it.
I bet he doesn't. I bet you he likes that 70s rock and roll. Anyway, so... Right, what was I saying? I liked it, but it's missing weight, I think. You know, really something to get me really, really invested in the book. At this point, I'm not invested. It's interesting, and I like looking at it, but there's nothing that makes me need to go out and buy the next issue. I think it's really... I'm having trouble classifying what my problem is with it, but that's really what I've struck upon, so... I'll give it a 3 out of 5, really middle of the road. Like I said, it's funny, entertaining, but doesn't really have a whole lot of weight to it, so... Take from that what you will.
All right. Well, I'm not going to read it because I don't care about Rocket Raccoon unless he's part of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Because that's the only thing that matters. I'll read a Gamora ongoing, though, happily.
No one will read Gamora.
I'll read
Gamora. Except
she's a female. Fuck. I'll read it. So we're going to wrap up the show by number one superfan, Spider-Lantern, who's apparently returned back from the depths of school. If he was wondering if he could recommend him something on his post-reading list. So you know what? I was going to originally go with the stereotypical answer of saying Uncanny Avengers over and over again until he gets it right. But you know what? I'll say
he already conceded that one, didn't he?
Probably, but I don't care.
Yeah, he's over in our thread. He conceded he'll be picking up Uncanny Avengers.
All right. So I'm going to recommend the new Ms. Marvel.
Multiculturalism for the win.
Hey, it's really good. It's also a really good book, and she's a really fun character. And it's just Spider, or Dave, or whatever your name is. No offense, I don't remember your name right now. I know he follows me on Twitter, so I know his name is like Dave.
It's Dave.
It's Dave. Okay, but he's not Big Daddy Dave. That's weird. I'm gonna call you Tim. Okay, Tim. Listen, All right.
Wow. Holy snap.
He'll laugh. I know he'll do this. Tim, if you have a problem with me, DM me. We'll settle this over.
This is
okay, Tim, here's the thing. I know you like Spider-Man. Obviously, you're Spider-Lantern. So, basically, Ms. Marvel is... She's basically like a younger Spider-Man in the sense that she's a young teen hero who's coming to her own.
Just a girl.
It's a coming of age story, really. It's and she's
why you should run.
It. I like it. And she's awesome. She's fun to be around with. The art's really fun and interesting. And I said this when I reviewed the actual book, but like, you know, we get so many grr, and I like my gritty crime noir, dark, grim and gritty stuff as I sound like Deadpool. But you know, it's such a breath of fresh air from all the heaviness that is the Marvel Universe and other shit that's going on. So it's its own little bubble. And it's just a fun, pleasant book. And, you know, and such a different perspective of her being an Arab American or I think is she Muslim? I'm not sure.
Yeah, they made a big stink about that, her being okay. Muslim. So
yeah. It's gotta be stink. Huh? What's that supposed to mean?
It's an expression.
What's the word between the lines, mother? Anyways. So I'm going to recommend Ms. Marvel. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. Tiz, do you have a book, a post-reading list?
You know what? I'd say I would go back and read like the last six issues of Avengers, because the storyline coming up from that is actually getting to be really interesting with, you know, the whole Cap bouncing through time, ending up at the end of time, having to deal with three Krangs. Now this isn't Turtles. and then when he comes back and Captain America's something has happened, they time skip, and smart people are, well, the Illuminati is in trouble. I'll just put it that way. The Illuminati, those guys had to scatter to the winds because, like, everybody and their mother are after all the smart people.
To be fair, they kind of had it coming.
No, I'd say Tony did, but, like, the only reason why the rest of them had it coming is because they were complicit in what happened to Cap. But it was everything is pretty much Tony. And, you know, Marvel likes to make Tony the kind of the linchpin to a lot of stuff because it's Marvel.
Well, ever since Civil War, they have.
Yeah, but I'd say it's also ever since the movie, you know? So let's keep Iron Man central to shit for whatever the fuck reason.
Because the kids love Iron Man, man.
Yeah, really, because, you know, the Iron Man's a top 10 selling book. But,
Is it?
No, it's not.
It's not.
Exactly.
It's really not.
No, but other books, he appears in our top 10 selling books.
Yeah, but it doesn't help his book, so again. Despite the point, what I'm trying to say is what they're doing now is they're going after what caused the big multiversal crash, you know, with the whole inversion and everything like that. They're actually addressing that, and that's gotten to be really, really interesting, you know. So I'll say this: while they've been hit and miss Hickman stuff, this looks like it's going to be a really good hit. I recommend that the last six issues of Avengers. Start picking up and start reading that.
Would you recommend him from start to beginning as well? If he eventually
no,
just go from six issues. Okay, well then. Bri, recommend something.
You want to talk about consistent quality? You want to talk about something enjoyable, but also having enough story material to keep you invested and interested in the character?
Usagi Yojimbo. There you go.
God. Shut up, Taser.
Don't you dare disrespect Sensei.
Who the Wanderer?
Daredevil. Daredevil has been amazing. Highly recommend reading from the beginning of Wade's run. Perfect. Well, not perfect. Well, kind of perfect. Well, not perfect. But it's a really consistently entertaining and good series. Like, legitimately good. So, yeah, Daredevil's my solid pick.
So, yeah.
Notice nobody said Iron Man.
Because none of us read that.
Wait, Taser, did you say New Avengers?
No. I think SL, he tried and I think he didn't like it. So that's why I wouldn't.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, because that requires you not only reading for the beginning, but keeping up with all the events and shit. So you're probably better off looking for something different. Yeah.
But see, that's why I said the last six issues of Avengers, because you really don't have to with that. You can kind of, you know, go through. And especially that bit with him jumping through time and seeing, you see what Hickman has planned, even though more than likely everybody else involved with Marvel won't be following the Hickman roadmap. You know,
not
Hickman's
now,
like
at least.
The new Johns.
Not now, at least. I'm sure it'll all match up later.
Maybe. But anyway.
Well, those books are like, what, in the future now, right? So that's why it doesn't match up now. Well, this must be 8 months in the future, so that's why they don't match up now.
Did you read the last couple of Avengers?
I just know that they have a banner, and I know that it's supposed to be time travel.
Amadeus Cho is part of the Illuminati.
I know that.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen in New Avengers.
No, he doesn't, Iggy.
Why doesn't he have the puppy? What happened to the puppy?
Maybe I don't fucking know.
Somebody find out what happened to the puppy. Anyway, we'll find out next week. All right.
Jesus.
So there's okay. If I'm going to recommend one of the books, just because I'm going to be cheating, Captain America by Rick Remender from start to finish. Just go read that gloriousness that is his run from issue 1 to 25 and the dawning of a new black man as Captain America, Falcon. Good shit.
Yay.
We recommended stuff.
Yay.
If you have a question for us, go twitter.com/WarriorCPcast. That's there. I check it.
Ask us questions. West, if you have questions, PM
me. If you're a certain mod who keeps bugging us all the time about shit, don't, because I will compliantly ignore it, because I'm the boss man here.
West, you can PM me.
I had nothing to do with that. I just wanted known now. I had nothing to do with that. I have proof of it, but I had nothing to do with it.
What's he going to do? He ain't going to do shit.
All right, he doesn't listen.
To quote The Wire, what's he going to do? Shit. So with that being said, as I start more Flame Wars, we will see you all next week for 183. Have a good Columbus Day.